Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hanna Oli Pop Rock Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rock de Pop Rock Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hits från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rock Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it? Sure, I'm glad you did, as are our advertisers. I am super excited tonight. I'm geeked out because, what is that? I just had a little thing come up on my screen. Show me. It's fine. Don't show me that. Anyhow, I'll cut all this out. I'm super excited tonight. We've got a fantastic, kind of a grunge slash alternative type band. I guess alt rock is what you would call it, but I hate labels of, because every band has different stuff they do and are good at. But they're, in my opinion, how about this for a little? They're wicked cool. They're out of Dallas, Texas, one of my favorite cities to visit. It's been a long time since I have visited, but I always had fun whenever I've been there, I have to say. I remember losing a pair of eyeglasses at Six Flags. I don't even know if Six Flags is still there. It was a long time ago. 2001.
They got seven now.
Yeah, they got seven now. See, there you go. So tonight we've got Hope, bass player, vocalist extraordinaire. Anthony is on with us as well. He's a guitar player. And yeah,
come on.
The name of the band, Sonic Volt. I like it. I like it a lot. And that's a cool artwork behind you there, Hope. I'm digging that a lot as well. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You do that?
Oh no.
Oh.
I'm not good at graphic. No, I'm not an artist like that. But no, I won at an auction from a nonprofit event that Anthony actually put on to help people. Yeah, with suicide prevention, mental health awareness, that type of thing. And yeah, that's his old band. He's there in the middle. That's Anthony and his two bandmates.
This is actually one of those bandmates' hats.
Now, see, folks, people always. Because you know what? You can't, it's like the old adage, you can't judge a book by the cover. Everybody always looks at the punk scene and the alt rock scene and they're like, oh, those people are just crazy. Can they put any more piercings in their face? And they just bitch. And I'm like, you know what? They're the ones who are doing charity events. I used to know some people in San Diego that used to organize meals for people with AIDS and shit, and they would, deliver that. And they're always the ones you find doing good. You know what I mean? And that doesn't surprise me in the least. That's a cool painting, though. That's all I'm saying. You see all of her fancy bases behind her there. Anthony's got he's even got an Elvis on that desk, I think, if I'm seeing that right.
Oh, in my house?
Yeah, right there under that TV.
Okay, so I've got, this is a headless baby.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Okay. Headless baby. Then we've got a mask. Let's see if we can do that. That's a face mask.
I gotcha.
Sculpture. Metal. How do I do this?
Oh, weird. How cool is that?
Metal sculpture.
It's got a guitar.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's got and supposedly, black light supposedly works on it. Then I've got, one of my drum kits down here. Just electronic because dad mode these days.
I gotcha.
And then I don't want to. I love Blink-182. I love you guys. It's been a while, though. I had to put that up. It's just because it's my... When we were kids, that was one of the bands that we went goofy over.
Oh, yeah. And
for me, it was so much so that I remember we went to one concert and we stuck our heads under the fence of the place just to get an autograph, like where the buses were moving out. We were that like into Blink 182 for a solid 4 years. And then I was like, oh, there's other things. So I put that up there.
That was a cool time period of music in general, because you had a lot of pop punk acts, really a whole deluge of them. And then right following that came all the weirdos, bands like, now I can't think of any, The Killers is one. It was all those bands where they didn't really sing, they just talked, you know what I mean? But they talked deep, and the one I'm thinking of, guys, curly hair, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
They always mix it with, like, it Bela Lugosi's dad or something. And
was it the Stone Age?
Queens of the Stone Age were great. Oh, The Last Junkie on Earth, I loved that song. Yeah, it was a fun time. And it's interesting because I'm an old man.
Get Strokes.
Yeah, Reptilia, all that. Being an old man, I don't want to be one of those old men that's saying all the music today sucks, because it sucks for me when I hear it, but it wasn't made for me. You know what I mean? All the young people I know seem to dig it. I'm like, okay, you're listening to it on a phone speaker, but I don't know how you can do that. Buy some speakers.
I'm really excited about different ways to mash up music. You know, how you can like put punk grunge into what's being done today. There's a lot of crazy stuff being done today. It's wacky. If I was talking to myself 10 years ago, I'd be like, no way. All this, but it's in the best kind of way possible. Like, to me, it seems, for instance, my cousin and some of my kids, they don't listen to the same kind of music. Music doesn't seem to have a story concern for them. There doesn't have to have a story aspect in it. A lot of times with the music that I've always played, it's got a cause, a story behind it, something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing is they're not genre snobs. When I was growing up, you had to be genre specific. I hung out with a lot of rock people. And heaven to Betsy, I had to sneak home and put on the Adam Ant album or something. If they knew I was listening to that and not the latest from Quiet Riot or something, I could have gotten beat up. The only people that didn't do that were my black friends in the hip hop community and the techno community, just because they stole from everybody. Not meaning they stole ideas, they sampled from everybody.
Yeah, samples.
And suddenly it was like, wow, I never thought that would go in there, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then I met some kids from England that were doing the jungle scene, and I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, it's a sample, but it's backwards and four octaves lower. What are you doing? And like my wife, we were talking the other day, we were in the car, and she's listening to her pop music or whatever, and they're like, here's a flashback, and they played that, how do you say his name? Giotti? You know, about the, he can't get over the girl and she's left him, and someone I used to know or now.
I know that song.
I was telling my wife, I'm like, you realize all that music in there are just samples from like old movies and stuff. And she's, what are you talking about? I'm like, no. So we came home from where we were out doing something, getting the snake, a rat or something. I don't know what we were doing, but we came home and I'm like, allow me to get on YouTube. Here it is. And she was like, I had no idea. I'm like, yeah, that's that guy's genius. He can.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this beat from this 1968 French movie, and I'm going to put it here, reverse it, and then, you know, it's amazing.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That's so cool. But
what I like about your guys' stuff is it's not genre specific, and it's new. It's fresh. It doesn't sound dated. I'm like, oh, how did I wind up back in 1996 here? You know, what's going on? No, that's not the case. I'm not putting music grunge or any of that down at all. I think that was really one of the most powerful genres I've seen in my lifetime. And it seeped into every other aspect of art and pop culture. You ever notice people when grunge comes out, go rewatch the movie Seven. And imagine it being filmed without a yellow filter. pretty grungy. Everything, art was the same way. Food even became that way for a while. It's amazing. But
interesting.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But you guys really, it's modern grunge. It's cool. It's just cool. Thank you. You guys are playing it out now. You just dropped the album a couple weeks ago.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
Yeah.
I forgot the 5th it came out. Yeah, yeah. She's right. And today's the 8th, ladies and gentlemen. Not the 28th, Jamie. What the hell's wrong with you? Jesus Christ.
Yes. It's pretty fresh.
So you guys are going to be playing, promoting it and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely working with Curtain Call Records to set up some shows and things like that. So
they're awesome.
They are.
Worked with them since live shows. I love hearing about some of the shows that are happening right now that are out in the open, the wild ones. I love playing at venues, and I know Hope does too, right? But yeah. Like this new raw energy that's coming out with the youth, this revitalization and interest in music and the roots of it all. Seeing that happen right now is really exciting.
Absolutely. I remember years ago, I was at a dinner party and I was talking to a fellow who was generationally ahead of me. And we were talking about the 60s hippie movement and all that cultural change, civil rights, all that kind of stuff, women's rights, gay rights, just getting ready to hatch. And I said, that's an amazing time period. If you were there, experience living in this, if you were to say like an alien came or something, and you were trying to explain that to them, what was, do you think, the key driving that got all these kids like motivated to do shit or do stuff? He said Vietnam, the draft. They were snatching people off out of their home, off the street, and sending them to a war to die. He goes, people, that's what motivated. Yes, they believed that the morality and all, of course, but really that was the big straw that broke the camel's back. And he goes, and I said, really? I said, so that's what the kids need today, not just corporations ripping them off or old people buying up all the houses. They're selling them this S sandwich and they're just eating it. And he goes, no, you need something. And I watched the news, and I'm not trying to be we're not a political show, we're an entertainment show, but the reality is I'm watching the news. How can you not? And I'm seeing this ICE stuff and I'm going, yeah, I think as soon as that started happening, I'm seeing a lot more bands out there now. People are making indie films we got to get the message out. They're motivated. And I'm like, man, I wonder if that's going to be that new stepping stone culturally for things to happen. And it's interesting you mentioned that, Anthony, because I'm like, I've been thinking along those terms a lot lately too. It's strange. What's that curse that you say in China? The terrible Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. That is
there, I've never heard that. I like when people Chinese say, proverbs. I don't know. May you have the day you deserve, or may you have the life you deserve. I like that.
My wife said that in the car today to some guy that was crowding her a little bit, not staying in his lane, and I hope that guy has the day he deserves. I'm like, he's back there, killer. It's a simpler time. That's all I'm saying. Very cool. So when you guys, like I said, you just dropped the album. How many tracks on the album total? 8?
10.
10. Dang, don't even do anything easy. That's not cheap to do 10 tracks all at once.
Did it in one day, 9 hours.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty punk rock, man. And I always tell these young kids in these bands too, I'm like, they're like, we decided to go in the studio. I said, you better have as much shit done before you go to the studio and ready to go, because what a lot of these people don't realize, and even people not in the business out there, when you go into a studio, it's like riding in a cab. The meter is running by the second, and
it's
already written.
Yeah.
Yep, our engineer didn't think we could do it, so he was really impressed at the end of the day. We got all of them done.
Earned his supper that day, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sees all these young kids come in. Oh, you want to be famous? You must have watched The Voice. It's going to take 12 studio sessions here. Yeah, and you guys come in and blow the whole thing. We're just going to record an album in one day.
Yeah. One day.
Yeah, you know, there's Sun Recording Studios has like, you can go in there and do the same thing. You can buy like 10 hours blocks and all that kind of stuff. I've always thought that would be cool.
That studio stuff's hard. Producing and whatnot. I'm not in the music business. I've always hung out with musicians because they throw the best parties. Or used to. I assume they still do. But they know the most. They always knew the most girls. That's why I was always friends with all these people. But they also, producing, I never really thought about producing. And then COVID happened, and I ran out of stuff to watch on TV. So I started watching all these weird YouTube channels. One was like, home production, produce like a pro, or what. And I'm watching this, and they're showing me how to hook mics up to drum kits and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I might need to know this information. I already know how to build a shelter in the woods with my dog. I'm bored with that.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I think I'd be okay if I was in the woods. How would I hook a mic up to a drum kit? How many mics do we need in this room? How are we going to do it? And so I watched all this stuff, and I realized I would not be okay doing that. It's hard. You got to know what you're doing. And the band needs you to know what you're doing. It's crazy. So you guys had known each other for a while before you coalesced into Sonic Volt?
Yeah. Anthony and I met in the early 2000s. He was in a band called Spectre 45. I was in a band called Draven. And we played some shows together. But then I quit the music business and
took a break.
Went to law school and
Which branch did you specialize in? Which area? I don't know what they call it in law school.
Yeah, I've done a few types. I started out bankruptcy attorney.
Okay.
Didn't like that. Then I did trademarks for a while, and then I moved into real estate. And so that's what I do. What I do now is real estate.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's very much needed. Anybody's ever bought a house, you gotta go.
Most people aren't going to use an attorney. So I deal with commercial real estate.
I gotcha. Big money. Album making.
The deals are pretty big.
She's fancy bass money. Look behind me. Buying art.
I hate to bring it to you.
New fishnets for the show. So how about you, Anthony? You were in the scene. You're a musician. Playing in bands. I heard you mention you have some kids now, some younger ones. And are they, first off, have they shown interest in following in Pop's footsteps of being a musician, perhaps?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
That's cool.
They actually did a badass song. Mm-hmm. And I played the drums for them a little bit on this thing. And because I'm like old, right? I'm like, okay, I know these kids are not going to care about a real drum set. So I put one of those space phaser things on there.
Uh-huh.
Next thing, they're reading from a book. My kids are reading these lyrics as paragraphs. And I'm like, and it actually worked out. It's a solid song.
Nice. And folks,
I said, that's how we're teaching folks to kids to keep stories included in your books. Put rhythm.
It's awesome. Absolutely. Worked for Dr. Seuss. You know what I mean? He sold one or two issues, I think, of a book or two. Hey, folks, before we go, why I just realized I'm an idiot. Everybody's really, Jamie, you're just figuring that out now? We've watched the show. Of course you are. Anthony is not a guitar player. I called him a guitarist earlier. He's a drummer from the band. I'm dumb. And
I was going to say, yeah.
That's why he has the cool electronic drum kit behind him. And all the interesting thing, every drummer I've ever known, like when I was a kid growing up, hanging out with all these bands, drummers were always hard to find. And when you did find one, they were in 65 other bands because there was a drummer shortage. And then when you went to play, it was hard because they're like, I've got rehearsal. I've got two rehearsals that night, and then I got to do this or that. You in other bands as well still, or are you focusing totally on Sonic Volt?
I'm focusing, gosh, totally on Sonic Volt, but also really on an initiative to kind of give back in various ways. One of those ways is through music. And I hope that Sonic Volt can be a part of that as we grow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's so important, and that brings up an interesting point. I mentor some people, not in how to paint, but in their art business, and tips and tricks that have worked for me, et cetera. I've been doing this a long time. And one of the things I always say is a big part of my business plan is charity work.
Yeah.
It always has been. I try to do something at least once a month or at least every other month if I can. And
yeah,
every time I've done that, I feel great because I'm helping some whatever out, some cause. And secondly, I've always gotten extra business from it. I've been exposed to more people and they're suddenly I'm their art guy. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, I met you at such and such. Do you think you could do this? Yes, I do. And here's how much it'll
be. That's really cool.
Yeah, it comes back to you. And everybody I've known that does that happens. And I'm not saying this is something that you need to do in your creative business. I'm just saying that has not worked out real well for me. Give it a shot. You definitely get your name in the paper at the very least.
Yeah, yeah. Half of it is just getting out of yourself sometimes is good for you. You know what I mean? Because these days, a lot of people, they like to look at themselves, right? And they're like how they feel. We all feel bad.
Oh, yeah.
We're all struggling on some level or another, adjusting. But when you're thinking about someone else, it's literally impossible to think about how bad your situation is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, theirs is way worse. You know?
Yeah, so whatever you're doing, it's always good to give back. But yeah, with the music especially, there was with COVID and some, I think the ways the music industry was handled by some larger corporate conglomerates,
absolutely,
there was a real disconnect between some youth and school programs. So one of the things I'm looking forward to doing is bringing, you
and
know,
that's just going to get worse now.
I don't know. Not if we have something to say about it.
I think it's great that there's people like you that are going to take that slack up. Wish it wasn't needed. I'm glad you're doing it though. I'm an old man. Hope I'm an old man. I watch the news and my wife's, what are you watching? Sports in here? What's even the dogs barking at the TV? What's going on? I'm like, no, we're watching the news. These people are idiots. Are you kidding me? Settle down there, killer. Settle down. It's true. Again, I'm at that age where my patience for nonsense has waned a lot.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll get over the hump, but no, that's great. That's cool. That's cool. So folks, it's really one of the things too, is I live in South Florida. There's a large population of people of a certain age, not saying you are at all, Hope, but I've heard this similar story where life happens and people are in a band, they're doing this or that, they're in a scene and suddenly other things take priority, both temporally and financially, and things happen and they step back a little bit. It's funny, in my neighborhood, if you go, I don't know, there's probably 30, 50 bars within a 5-mile radius. If they have live music and you go, there's a good chance everybody in that band is going to be over 60 because life has sorted itself out. They've got free time now and money to buy instruments and all of this and that. And they're not focusing on meeting girls or boys or whatever. And they're having fun. And it's interesting to see. I saw, last time we went out, I saw a band, everybody in the band, they couldn't hang out at the bar because they were all, I don't know, 18 or something. They could come in and play, then they had to leave. And then the band after it, they were all over 60.
And oh, good.
Both extremes. It was... had a great night. They were both great. Fantastic.
Good though.
So let me ask, you guys have been doing this a while. This Sonic Volt is relatively new, right? This is a couple years?
No, just about a year. We just started jamming, like playing some covers in our guitar player's warehouse. And I don't know. Then once I started playing bass, I started writing some songs and stuff. So now here we are. We've recorded
now
an album.
Now here you are.
We're doing an interview with James.
10 single album just dropped 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Jesus. That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. The cool thing is you're doing it, and it's great. It's good. You know what you're doing, obviously. it sounds awesome to me, and I'm excited just talking to you guys and hearing about all, because what a cool thing. Yeah, I'm sure you get excited. You close somebody bought a strip mall or something, and you're getting the commission on that. That's pretty cool. Oh, I just sold an airport. It's great. I can buy a new car. No, I'm going to buy a base. No, but it's not being rock stars cool. Uh-oh. It's cool. This is cool.
And I missed it so much. Yeah, my last show was in 2006. I started law school, and that was it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And law school's hard, folks. A master's in fine arts. That's art school. That ain't law school. No, to be fair, I do have a minor in art history, but that had a lot of memorization, but man. Yeah, when I was in school, in Boston, I was hanging out with all these kids, like from Tufts, these medical students and stuff like that. I'm like, you're taking 30 hours this semester? Are you insane? Shit. In art school.
Yeah,
we just didn't do any work until the 2 weeks before the semester ended. Then we're like, yeah, here's all of our work we've been doing all semester. I haven't been to a club in 2 weeks. Just been working this full all time. No, we weren't. Little behind the scenes for art schools out there, folks. Don't get any ideas. It may be harder now. And my advice is don't get saddled with crazy debt either. Read all this shit. Don't borrow money from people that's going to lend $100,000 to somebody that's 17. That's ain't going to end well, is all I'm saying. It's not street savvy. Let me ask you guys. So you guys have been in these bands and stuff before, and you have that experience. And you're making all this music in such a quick time and whatnot. Is it because you just are so familiar, you've got the learning curve down from your previous forays into the music business? Pardon me.
Yeah, I think that plays a part. As far as the songwriting goes, most of the songs just came really easily. Some of them are songs that I repurposed from my former band that we never recorded or anything. And I even rewrote the lyrics and changed the music and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. Everything just seemed to fall in place.
Well, Dallas has to have, like I said, it's been a while since I've been there, but it's got to have a pretty cool scene, like music scene and whatnot, I would imagine. Yeah. Number one, there's a lot of money in Dallas, and there's a lot of creative people. I've met a ton of, like, used to have a lot of people that were making movies in Dallas. Like indie film and stuff. I don't know if they still do, but
yeah, Office Space was made in Irving.
Creativity.
Oh yeah, Office Space, that was great. Yeah.
And in Garland, where I live, technically Zombieland, where it began.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, we've got our place. Yeah, Dallas has been incredible as far as a landscape for musicians. The problem is everybody leaves Dallas and moves to Austin or LA, right, and says, I'm from Austin or LA, and then those scenes implode, and then you're like, oh, where are you from now? Come back home.
Exactly. Yeah. I know so many people that moved to LA and living back in Houston now.
It made sense because we always stuck out, for better or worse, like a sore thumb here in Dallas, and we stayed with some of our bands back in the day. But a lot of our band friends and some folks, they took that gamble and some won and some struggled. I think some of the ones that came up through the ranks in our area, you got Joshua Ray Walker. He and I were friends. We went to high school together. He used to jam down there. And then we got Josh Fleming from The Fuss. We used to play with him.
Nice.
And now he's got another thing going, but I'm It's so much has happened in 10 years. It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. Music's a, it's a weird business in that, and really, if you look at it, it just changed. And I'm not talking Lars and Napster changes, but I will say Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift, a lot of that really illustrated to a lot of people and ticket sales and stuff like it's all corrupt pit of vipers. When you peel the lid back, when you look under that rock, you're like, but I always tell people who are complaining about, I'm like, look at the numbers. Look at the money involved. Whenever there's that kind of money involved, billions of dollars, you know what I mean? Of course there's going to be shady shit happening and characters and what. Yeah, it you can't be so... What, are you going to get mad at a donut for being round next time? It's... What did you expect?
Yeah, it's been happening since, what, Jersey Boys? Yeah. You know, I saw that. I'm like, wow, there's so much I didn't know.
Yeah.
But to defend against that, I think some of the best music was, that's ever been written has never been heard.
That is very true. So. It's a crazy business, but I'm so glad. I can't even imagine my life without music. I'm such a music guy. People are like, oh, what are you talking about, Jimmy? You paint. Yeah, every painting, someday in the future, 200 years from now or something, they'll be their Antiques Roadshow show, and they'll whip out one of my
paintings. Yeah.
And they'll point a laser at it and say, oh, this is what was playing in the studio when he painted that. We can pick it up this with our future technology here. And every painting has a song in it. You know what I mean? It's sometimes on repeat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's just, it's where I get my art titles. I have books. I get these little, of course, I don't have one handy now, but I get...
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
These little, where you take notes, because I'm an old man
and
I don't have a phone. And so I write stuff down. And I've got shoe boxes. I don't want to get up, but up here, there's a whole bunch of shoe boxes full of those with lyrics, song lyrics, not the full song, but a cool line out of one.
Oh, cool.
Searchlight. Here we go. Here's one right here. With the word cyber trash written on underlined. Apparently that's a cool painting title. I don't know what it'll be a painting of, but there we go. It'll something. I'll stare at that for 5 minutes and come up with some idea.
That's so cool.
But it's all because of you guys. It's all because of you guys. And the other thing that I love about music, I've said this on the show before, but it's so true. Is if you, I don't know about women, Hope. I'm sorry. I just don't know because I haven't been there. But any guy, you say, okay, the first time you ever had you like a real kiss, you really kissed a girl, you were at some party or in a concert, wherever, club. What music was playing in the background? And they will tell you, like, that's burned into their brain. And as a matter of fact, all music made since that point will suck, actually. Because it doesn't have that anchor of first kiss endorphin.
Wow, interesting.
But in my world, nobody will, okay, your first kiss. What painting was hanging on the wall behind you? Nobody has that. Nobody thinks about that. But they all know the song. And as an artist, I'm jealous because I'm like, I want that connection with what I'm doing to people. That is mainline into their veins, baby. And hard to do with the painting. I'm not saying it's easy to do with music, but it just, music seems more accessible. to the human beings.
It's you're dealing with a 3D concept, it seems like, or on a flat surface, you know, when you're painting. You know, you've got to really challenge. Not only can you be realist, but you can also, you got to go into the dream a little bit to get points across.
Absolutely.
I saw a painting recently that this guy did. I thought it was so amazing. And I'm sure you've seen it before, but it's like the painting of clouds. And then inside of the clouds, there's a bridge painted through it. So the bridge and the clouds blend over. Apparently this guy is just like really well known.
That would be hard really to do. Well.
Yeah, but I'm just, if you think about it, like you talk about like medieval ages and how everything was lines and stuff and how we've grown to, okay, then perspectives that kind of look at through all these lines. Now you've got people that are actually going into the 4D dream state.
Yeah, they're doing holograms.
Points across.
Yeah, it's very cool. And that's what I tell people. I said, it's always, that people sometimes will ask me, they're like, Art, how does that work? And I'm like, it's, you're telling a story with pictures. It may be a stick guy with a spear bringing down a gazelle or something on a cave wall, but that's what, there is very little difference in that image than a saint being, doing whatever that saint is doing in stained glass. The reason those are in a church is because it gives you a visual representation of what the heck they're talking about. When it's easier, and if you don't read, that's easier to comprehend, wrap your head around. Today hasn't changed that much, but I just think there's so much, like I thought when music videos first hit, I thought this visual representation of a song, this is amazing. And then and that was in the 80s, and then 87, everybody started jumping on this live video thing that they were all doing. And I'm like, wait, where's the Shogun warrior saving the princess? You know what I mean? I came to need that visual representation to, and then my father actually pointed out, we were talking one day and he said, you're just seeing that person, whoever made that video, designed that video, drew out the story. You're seeing their vision, version of that song. Why aren't you just listening to the song and putting your own pictures to it or whatever and relating to it that way? And I'm like, takes more work, Dad. That's why I'm easy. That's what it is, I'm being honest. But one of the great things, like you guys, and I get, and there's probably videos coming, I would imagine, and whatnot, but the cart's not at that point yet, but it probably will happen, I'm sure. But I liked hearing all of your guys' music, which we're going to play some here in just a second, but you're both so fascinating to talk to. I keep getting sidetracked. But I heard it audio-wise. And I got to, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get what she's saying here. Oh, yeah, I've known that person. You know what I mean? That relatability happened. It's a good way to be introduced to a new band and their art. You know what I mean? I think. Because I am lazy. I get a press kit from a band. I watch their videos first. I'm like, clicked on the YouTube, and it's easy because I'm usually doing other shit. Your guys' stuff, I actually sat down in the comfortable chair and the air conditioning and
fuck yeah,
experienced it. And I'm like, wow. This is the way to do this. In my opinion, folks, you may disagree. I don't know, but it worked for me. Speaking of which, we've got four tracks we're going to play, and we'll go through them here. What do you think we should hit people with first? We've got Breaking Out, Ashes, Star Eyes, and Valley of Bones.
What do you think, Anthony? Start out.
Your call.
Okay, Breaking Out is the single, and we will have a video. It's getting the final touches put on it this weekend, so it should be out next week. Yeah, let's start with the single.
When it drops, I think
Breaking Out's a great one.
I will be posting that on all of my social, and they're like, they'll attest. Sonic Volt will attest. I like promoting shit every day. They're like, really? He's posting this again?
That's fun.
That's how McDonald's sells hamburgers. It's repetition.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just writing it down. Right, so I keep them. Yeah, this is a good track. This is a really good track. Here it is, folks. Breaking Out, Sonic Volt, out of Dallas.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. Breaking Out, title track of the new album, dropped 3 days ago. Amazing, amazing track. Now, this whole album, right, all these are available on the streaming platforms and everything. People can buy this. How cool is that? One of the cool things, folks, you may not be aware of, one of the cool things I like, there's a lot of things I'm not a big fan of in the streaming world. I'm not in it, really. I get the show on it. But one of the cool things, if you're, say you're working in an office or something, you're selling commercial real estate or who knows, insurance, who knows, and you forgot that it's Bill's birthday down the hall. Yeah, you could run out and get him a card. Girls, don't ever get a guy a card. They're not going to save it. As soon as you leave, they're going to throw it. It's usually how that works. Buy him a track. You got his email. It just said, where should we send this track? And they ask for an email. You put it in there. And that's a cool James Bond move. Everybody respects it. Nobody else does it. That's just cool. Giving somebody music. That's all I'm saying. And I sell, in our merch store, we sell birthday cards. I can't believe I'm pushing it, but I just think it's cool. It's a cool move. So yeah, so we heard Breaking Out. What should we go with next, guys? What should we go with next? We've got Ashes.
Ashes. Let's go with Ashes.
Okay, let's do it. Here it is, everybody. This is Sonic Volt. This is Ashes. Check it out. We're back. That was Ashes, Sonic Volt. I do not lie. I'm telling you, all these tracks are very strong. I've been listening to these all week long. A lot of these have been played in the studio whilst I work. It's very true. Matter of fact, the other day I posted a picture.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Picture of the B9 robot from Lost in Space. A lot of your music was playing when he was painted. So
that's cool.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes there. A little behind the scenes.
All right.
And we're not rushing, folks. We're not rushing. We've been shooting the breeze so long, and they got things to do and everything. And that's my fault for losing control of the show. No, we haven't lost control. We got sidetracked a little bit. So we're making up for last time now. But you can hear these songs over and over again. All you got to do is get the album. Like I said, it's available everywhere. And also, before we play the next one, I want to remind everybody, we have clickable links in the description down below. You can follow Sonic Vault on Instagram, Facebook, all over the place. We've got their Spotify link down there. And here's the thing. When you find any cool new band or somebody made an indie film, whatever, somebody's making the best ice cream in town, like their social media and whatnot and share it with your friends. Because the whole reason you're friends with people is common interests. The friends you have, chances are, like the same stuff you like. So get the word out and be the party star at the next party or barbecue because you're the one that discovered this band for your social group there. You know what I mean? Maybe you'll think you're very cool and fabulous and it all works out well. Also, another thing, I don't know much about this, but my wife has been telling me to remind people, if you find a cool band you like, everybody's making crazy TikToks and stuff. I don't get it. I'm an old man, but they're doing it. And they add music behind these little short form videos that they do. Put these cool bands behind those TikToks and whatnot. Add them to your playlists and stuff. That helps in all that algorithm world that I don't know much about. But yeah, apparently it helps a lot. So do that. The main thing, help get the word out. Help push these bands. Because there's a lot of bands out there. The water's a little muddied. Got to help with that. Especially support cool stuff. And then more cool stuff will happen. That's how that works. The band's playing. Go see them at that venue. That venue will want them to play again. Because they sold a lot of beer that night. It was funny. Me and Anthony were talking about beer. And then our conversation changed. I didn't even... Anthony, you drink that zero alcohol beer?
I do. It's not too bad. It's kind of pretty good. What's the weirdest thing? I never drank it before. I had a friend that opened up an alcohol-free bar, which is wild to me. But it's actually like a community center. They do a lot of art stuff, and they do mocktails. And it got me interested. I was like, what is this NA beer? Because O'Doul's was all that was around, right? Back you're like, I'm going to quit for 6 days. But no, I drink the zero proof, and I think it's good. It's decent. Tastes the same and doesn't make me feel like drinking or anything. I'm not a drinker anymore nowadays.
I get it. Because the reason bars and clubs and everything worked, you can stay at home a lot cheaper. You don't have to get you don't have to shave. You don't have to get gussied up and get shit-faced. That's easy.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the same experience as a bar or a club because you don't have the social aspect of it. You're not going to roll in there and be hanging out with people.
Good point.
If you're sitting at home,
just more drinking. Bars had tapas. Yeah. Just saying.
Some people may have a pole in their living room. You never know. You never know. Singles. I'm kidding. If we ever hang out, I'm going to tell you guys a very funny story. The stripper. He did a routine to like classical music. Okay, I'll tell it here real quick. So this gal was we used to go to this industrial bar in Detroit called City Club. And she was, I guess, a door girl. She checked IDs, but there was a couple big bouncers there also. She wasn't going to scrap with anybody, but she was real good looking. And she was the ID checker. And you had to have if you were under 21, you got big X's put on your hand. She would do that and check IDs. And we found out that she, her side hustle was she was dancing at this club and just going to start at this club. And so we're like, let's go check this out. And she was real artsy fartsy, but she was real good looking. And so we went and they're doing it. It was a typical strip club, totally normal experience of what you would imagine. And then Bach started, like classical music. And she came out and she did this routine. And the whole bar, when she stopped, the whole bar just stood there and then everybody clapped. We were in shock and we're like, that's not stripping, that's art. What did we just see? And they asked her never to come back.
Yeah.
We were all pretty impressed. Nobody was giving her any money, but we were amazed at it. So it's hard for a gal to get ahead sometimes. I don't know. Anyhow, next track, we've played Ashes. We are going on to, what are we going on to? Well, we got two. We've got Star Eyes and Valley of Bones. Valley of Bones,
yeah.
Okay, here we go, folks. This is Sonic Volt. I almost said Sonic Youth. This is not Sonic Youth. We don't have the budget for that. I don't even know if they're still around. Valley of Bones. Sonic Volt. Here it is. And we're back, folks. Oh, no. We're not caught up. We're not done. We got one more to go.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I'm trying to get you out of here. Hope, because look at him putting the hat. That's cute. That's the other dog.
Yeah.
No, that's the
same one.
It's the same one.
Yeah, the other dog's kind of old. This dog, he's definitely a keeper.
That's awesome.
He could be our tour dog, Hope.
Good to have. Okay, so the next track we're going to do is, that's going to be Star Eyes. Here it is, folks. It's a Sonic Volt, Star Eyes. Star Eyes. And we're back, folks. We're back. That was Star Eyes. How cool is that? How cool is that? I like that track. I like that track a lot. I like all you guys' stuff. I like all you guys' stuff. Let me ask you, now you said you started writing these around November last year. How long does it take you to get from concept of a track, of a song, to part of that day in the studio, to completion, to having it down? Is that a, or it just depends on the song, I imagine?
It depends on the song. Like Breaking Out, I don't know, it started out different, and I just, once I got the music down, I sat down and wrote the lyrics. I think it was like 5 or 10 minutes. The lyrics just poured out.
Nice.
So it varies. But with Star Eyes, it took me a while. It took me some weeks to write that song as far as the lyrics went.
Yeah. Sometimes, like in my world, people see a finished painting, and that's it. They see the finished painting. They're like, Jamie rolled out of bed this Tuesday morning and just knocked that out. Sometimes that's absolutely correct. I celebrate it because it's such a rarity. What they never see is me wanting to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it. Sometimes they come easy. Sometimes they come hard. You don't know. You know what I mean? I usually put the theme music to Good, Bad, and the Ugly on, and they start fighting a bit. And I haven't lost an art battle yet with them, but come close a couple of times. Come close.
That's fun.
So that's cool, man. That's cool. You guys are definitely, I'm so glad to have met you guys, and I know the cool people in Dallas now. That's always cool to
come see us.
Right.
Absolutely. I'm going to. Because I got the suit, because if you go to Dallas, you got to get, I'm going to be one of those idiots that have the suit with the cowboy hat. I got to do that J.R. Ewing look, you know what I mean?
Get the Lucchese on.
And there's a funny, everybody's been playing all these Aussie videos lately because it's passing and whatnot. And I saw one, and I can't remember the name of the song, but he was in Dallas or something. He was in Texas, and he had the suit with the cowboy hat on, and I'm like, and his crazy hair out. And I'm like, that's a good look, Ozzy. That's a good look.
He's been invited back.
Yeah. The gal kept turning into a demon. And then at the end,
you know, you're in a pool. I do want to say something about the whole Ozzy thing. It's wild to me. Having peed on the Alamo like he did, that's wild, right?
He got banned for 20 years or some shit?
For years. Now think about that. How many more people you think have dumped and peed on that Alamo since then? I guarantee his single pee has probably produced 10,000 gallons of pee since then.
I'm sure.
Is that fair? So it has added to the aquifer. So honestly, I don't know what Texas is complaining about, because they talk about our rivers running dry and all this.
Gosh, Anthony.
There you go. It was
rock and roll stays the day once again.
A golden flood. Now, it's very true. When I was in Paris for the first time, I went to Père Lachaise and saw Jim Morrison's grave, and it was just covered with joints and everything. And I remember my gal at the time was like, should we grab one? I'm like, first off, I don't really want to steal from the dead. I'm not a big believer in all that stuff, but knowing my luck,
right?
I don't want a zombie Jim Morrison tracking me down for his joint. I'm not going to do it.
That would be a hell of a recording.
Yeah, there's a movie for you, folks. Yeah, but it's weird how people, and it's a weird thing too as an artist, because I guess they feel some connection. When I get, Ozzy was, he was the outsider guy, even with the cool rock people. He was the weirdo that was on the outside of things, had to do his own stuff. It was cool they did that last concert with Black Sabbath and everything, but people tend to forget Black Sabbath at one point was done with Ozzy, had their fill of that. And I'm not saying there was still any Black. I don't know. I wasn't in that situation, but I remember that. And he.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's why he went solo. Well, because wow. He had to. But. So he was definitely on the outside of things. And I think people related to everybody I knew loved him. Like all the burnout kids that I knew growing up, big fans. Every guitar player wanted to be Randy Rhoads there for a while. I remember that. And yeah, it was a big, it was cool they did that last concert. That was a lot of class, I thought. I'm like, and apparently he knew he was at the time, I don't think to the minute or anything, but he knew.
Yeah, so he had an idea, so that's why he was maybe doing that.
Yeah.
And, wow.
And but they said that, I can't remember, I think I read somewhere that Train was back on the charts in England or something like that. I'm like,
oh, really?
Huh. Jesus okay. Christ, okay. Making that wow. money. Making that money.
At least he's not Frankie Valli pumping it out still for the mob.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that guy.
I think they made him an offer that he said, oh, forever? Okay. Okay.
Have you seen him? Have you seen him play live recently?
I haven't seen him play, but I've heard, I've seen interviews and stuff. Where
I saw him recently. It's rough. You've seen videos.
He's doing the casino tour and whatnot where they play all the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a point at which you just gotta.
Yeah, your time is.
Sit down.
I'd say music is like professional athletes to a point. Is there's a limited, good example of that is Phil Collins. Phil Collins got to a point where he physically, what are they going to wheel him on stage? You can't do it. You can't.
Yeah.
The job.
Yeah.
Because of the machinery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It sucks. And that's no shade. It happens to us all. Now there's going to come a time when I won't be able to hold a brush. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Time to find something else to do. I got bit by my snake today. My wife's snake. And I was thinking about it. Like, you look at my hands. My left hand is all scarred up. That's where the snake bit me today. I don't know if subconsciously, because I paint with my right hand, if there's a nail or something that I'm going to come in contact with, I always instinctively use the left hand. And I think I'm trying to protect the right hand because that's the... Because in my game, if the painting stops, the money stops. You know what I mean? It's to a point, but yeah, it's all a house of cards, man. It's all a house of cards. But you're doing okay, though, Anthony. You're doing okay. You got lawn, guys. We had the neighbors' lawn guys come over the other day, and they're like, "You do a pretty good job. You wouldn't have to do it." I'm like, "Yeah, you probably get paid pretty well too. I would have to do that. It's not going to happen, guys. Not going to happen." I have a metal roof I'm trying to pay for.
Yeah.
They might watch this. I can't say stuff like that. So let me ask you this, because you haven't done enough this month. You've got the new album out. It's dropped. You got a video coming soon. You're going to be playing here in a week, right?
Playing the Asylum coming up.
That's September 27th. Okay. Denton, Texas.
It's one of these venues that is actually a house. Very underground vibes, but packs out and brings the crowd, brings the youth.
It's adjacent to UNT, which is where I went to undergrad, University of North Texas.
Nice.
So, hopefully some of the...
I have a cousin that played basketball.
UNT.
Yeah, she did pretty well. Matter of fact, she's an attorney as well. She's an attorney as well. Does oil stuff. I don't know, something in that.
Oil and gas. Okay.
Yeah, oil and gas. And yeah, it's a good school, though. It's a good school. Her folks did not mess around when it came to that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's cool, man. That is cool. Break a leg at that. Let me know. I'll keep an eye out on your social media as well and all that as well when it gets a little closer. Well, what else? When's the next single drop? You don't have to answer that. Of course. You just dropped 10 of them. Are you kidding me? Played four of them.
I think we're looking forward to getting on the road a little bit, playing a couple shows out there for sure.
Yeah.
Every
musician I've ever known, it's funny. You'll be at a party and somebody will bring up the Rolling Stones. They're like, why is Mick Jagger out there at that age doing it? And I'm like, because every musician I know is totally addicted to the drug of being on stage and having lots of people dig what they're doing. That's why he's still doing it. He doesn't need the money. The guy owns an island. I said, that's why musicians get into problems sometimes with drugs. It's because they're looking for that same feeling in a quicker way, an easier way to do it than making albums and stuff. It gets out of hand. It happens. But yeah, I've never known a musician who didn't like playing.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we'll probably go up towards Oklahoma and Kansas, we're thinking, for a small trip in October. And then we've got some options to play for sure in other places, just working out the kinks right now. Most importantly, we're trying to push our album.
Yeah.
You know, we're old school bandmates, band players from back in the day, trying to kick it with some of these guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's weird too, because right now I've been hearing so much rumbling about the Vegas scene and how their tourism's so down and all this and that. And their venues are, they're shuttering venues. Just hopefully we'll open them back up when we can, that type of thing. Down by you guys, big tourist destination that I haven't heard that same rumblings about is New Orleans. I've not heard a single news story saying, yeah, tourism's down here in the Big Easy.
No, I was there just a month ago. It's great.
Yeah.
Or a month or two.
So there you go, folks. There you go.
They've got, I mean, their numbers are down, but they are the music capital of the world. You know what I mean? So you go down there. I think their jazz festival, I went down there even before that, and it was lower numbers, but it was still, they had a lot of big cats out there. What's interesting to me is all these festivals, like you're saying, like all these festivals. What we used to do just down the road or at this bar that was there, now we're all collectively coming together at these three-day events, Chicago, wherever it is. It's a new experience. I wonder if Warped Tour is going to come back. Is Warped Tour coming back?
I think they just had a couple of dates.
Didn't they? Yeah.
Long Beach and somewhere else.
Your guys' crowd right there. That is your guys' crowd. That's cool. That's cool. Have the merch table set up and make the moolah.
AFC Snackers,
that's the
baby.
Goal.
I hear you.
Get out.
No, it's all about the art, folks.
Yeah,
get the art out there. That's exactly. All these young kids, quit joking like that, Jamie. It's not about the money. It's about the thing with you. If you get a little bit of money, you can make more art. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Beatles got really weird with the White Album. But they had to do I Want to Hold Your Hand, so they had the money to make the White Album. They were positioned to be artists. It's easier to be an artist if you got a little cash, a little coin in your pocket. That's all I'm saying. And that's just the way it is. And you can finally get health insurance. That's the other thing musicians have to think about.
I can stop being homeless.
No, Anthony, you've got a daughter and a son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, the daughter's definitely probably going to have a retainer at the very least, and maybe braces, or she's going to want a pony. Do you know how expensive horses are, folks? Jesus Christ.
And we're in Texas, so yeah.
God. Yeah.
Fortunately, I could just walk two houses down. We got a horse
and pay them to keep the horse.
Cattle, yeah.
Yeah, there's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. Hope just goes to festivals. Yeah, I'm going to Sweden. I'm going to Sweden next month. That's what I'm doing. Met some guy online named Sven.
Okay.
We got 6 foot seven.
And going here. Let's just go and enjoy the bands.
There you go. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Hey, remember, the world's still a weird place. Just be kind, be cool, be patient with people. And I know that's a joke from me saying that, but no, I get lessons in patience from the universe daily. It's a lesson I'm still learning. But yeah, be cool. And if you're traveling, my advice, I find them hilarious, but maybe lay off the booze. Don't wind up being a Karen in a Karen video on YouTube.
That's right. Drinking A.
And don't argue with the cops. You ain't going to win. If the cops come on the airplane to have a conversation with you, just pack your stuff up and don't make everybody else get off. you're not going to win that situation. You've already lost. Understand that. And it's just my advice. Just my advice. Yes, sir, and no, sir, it off the plane. People got places to go. Anyway, be cool. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a good one. Sonic Volt, check them out.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited.
Hola, Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hey, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.